Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, buenos dias, buenas tardes, buenas noches. Yo no sé cuando ustedes están escuchando. I don't know when you're listening to this, but welcome to Business 121, Financial Planning and Money Management for Fall 2017. All of us at Southwestern Community College are incredibly honored, grateful, happy, and proud that you are here with us. My name is Frank Pagliano, and I am the instructor for your class. And I'm the luckiest guy in the world because I get to teach what I love, finance and investments. There's an introduction to myself in the please introduce yourself and other places as you walk through campus and on the class website, so I won't spend too much time talking about me. Instead, this is the commentary for the syllabus. And what you will find throughout the semester is that there will be a document and then a commentary, maybe a video or some other type of commentary, but mostly audio. And there are two forms of the syllabus. Why? Well, we have one form that's the short form that nobody reads, and that's the one that's to the left of this audio commentary. If you've done it on, if you're looking at it on the web class website, if you're looking on a Canvas, it's right next to, underneath the document. And there is a long form called the Syllabus Makeover by our Distance Education Coordinator, which, again, nobody reads. Yes, the syllabus is the most important document in a class that nobody reads. And so we're going to go over the document in an audio session so you can read it along with me. The long format was recommended by our distance education coordinator with chock full of information, but it's really just an expansion of what you have in the short form. So the short two-page form is what we're going to read together. Course description objective. And if you, when you click on, or whatever, tap on the course syllabus, you will find that it is in a system called Google Docs. I've been experimenting personally with Google Docs. Southwestern College is considering it. It is very, very powerful, and it's amazing what you can do. What I want you to do is just take a look at the syllabus, but later on, you'll take a look at the study guide for Chapter 1, and there'll be a video commentary to go along with that that will discuss how you can download or make copies of the documents using Google Docs. And it's free. Google Docs is free. You have to have a Gmail account or a Google account. But it's pretty darn powerful, and I'm hooked. So I'm changing it. I've changed everything over. So let's start with the course description and objective. You ready? Introduction to financial planning and money management. Emphasis is placed on practical personal financial management concepts and skills. What does that mean? Well, folks, it's pretty straightforward. We're going to learn about finance, personal finances. And everything we do in here is practical. Yes, what is the one thing you're going to be handling for the rest of your life? Money. Are you going to be solving quadratic equations 10, 15 years from now? Yeah, probably not. Maybe, but no. The big lie in the mathematics world is that you can actually use the math that we teach you in college. Wrong. Most all math is done via computers using simulation techniques, numerical methods. And how do I know? My undergraduate degree is mathematics, and I was told the lie until my senior year when I was told the truth. It was pretty disturbing. Are you going to be discussing the impact of 19th century French Impressionism upon 20th century modern op art? Well, maybe at that party where you're trying to score with the art student. No, 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 no. Folks, this is important stuff. This is something that I wish we had when I was an undergrad. I hear other people in my age brackets, 40s, 50s, and 60s, saying, boy, I wish I would have had a class like this when I was in college, because we are going to learn the good habits and strategies and techniques and tips, and we're also going to learn some of the not so good, because some people have to learn the hard way, and we're going to watch them and not do what they did. Here's the course content: goal setting, financial statements, budgeting and resource allocation, tax strategies, banking, cash and debt management, purchasing strategies, insurance planning and risk management, investing fundamentals, retirement and estate planning, the entire spectrum of personal finance. And some of this might not apply to you now, especially if you're living at home, still with the folks, but eventually, assuming you live long enough, everything we cover you will experience. Yes. Now, what are the course materials? The book is called Focus on Personal Finance. I let you use any edition. It's an okay book. It's not spectacular, but it's not worth over $200 new. So I let you use older editions. And on the class website, at the bottom of the web page, are links to textbook sellers on the internet. Now, it's available at the bookstore, college bookstore. It's usually available across the street at Otay Books, used. And, you know, if I were going to spend money for this book personally, I would think it's worth about $20, $25, $30. But that's about it. It's not worth over $200. So one of the first things we learn in personal finance is don't overspend. If you look at my Rate My Professor comments, you will see that some of the students have noted that you don't really need the textbook. Now, I didn't say that. I'm not allowed to say that. The administration will jump on my case if I do, but you don't really need a textbook. You do need a notebook, a calculator, a spreadsheet, dedication, organization, motivation, hard work, and self-discipline, which leads us to the next section, attendance and lateness. When you're taking a class online, you must have self-discipline, whether it's this class or any class, because everything you do is on you. There's no one time where everyone meets together and the professor looks at you and says, did you turn in your homework? No, it doesn't happen that way. All the things that you're supposed to be doing, listening to the presentations, watching the presentations, viewing the assignments, submitting assignments, the answer keys, the worksheets, the commentaries, you've got to do them on time. If you have doubts about your self-discipline, then please consider taking one of the traditional face-to-face classes. We're looking forward to seeing you face-to-face. It is unusual that anything in the real world is actually done on time, so I'm very relaxed and, so to speak, liberal when it comes to the deadlines. But the deadlines are there for a reason. What often happens in an online class is people just get behind. They think they have all the time in the world, and with a week, 2 weeks go by, and all of a sudden they're very far behind, and the exam's coming up, and the first assignment is due, and they haven't done anything. So that is why we suggest that you work every day. Set aside time every day to work on Business 121. And do your best to meet up with your other fellow students and work in groups, because that's the way you really learn. Let's take a look at the grading. The course grade will be based upon class participation through the discussion forums, homework assignments, short quizzes, exams, the comprehensive final exam at the end, and the formats will be defined by yours truly. All work will be graded and returned as quickly as possible. Why? Because students invariably tell us they want their work graded as quickly as possible. And so yours truly will do his best, I will do my best, to return your materials as quickly as possible. Any work turned in after its due date will automatically be penalized at least 10%. Folks, that's not true. It is not true. I have to put that there because the administration wants me to. I came from industry. Things don't get done on time. Sometimes they do, but usually no. And so that's not to relax you. That's not to relieve you of the work that you need to do. You need to be working every day. But it's just the case that life happens, folks. Work, kids, whatever. So if you're going to be late, contact me. Please contact me, and I will tell you, keep working. Make sure you're working on this every day. And what can I do to help? Don't plagiarize. Look at the student handbook. You could get in a lot of trouble, lose the class, get a zero for the class, get possibly submitted to the student conduct committee, or you can actually get kicked out of the school. So please don't do that. And we grade on a straight curve, which is sort of an oxymoron. How can a curve be straight? But 90, 80, 70, 60. And what we find is that students either do very well, the students who do spend time every day on the work, submit the work, listen to the presentations, and then the students who don't, you know, whatever reasons, the car had a baby, sister needs a new transmission, you got called away to Cabo San Lucas to help Tio Pollo with his ingrown toenail, whatever. So those are the students who wind up dropping or just disappearing, and we have to drop them. So you can do well in this class. In fact, dear students, I don't do this with every class, but if all of you get an A, and it's easy to do that, folks. All you got to do is make sure you do the work every day, submit the assignments, take the exams, study for the exams. You can get an A. Do the discussion forums. I, for the next 10 years, assuming I live that long, every new person I meet, I will introduce myself. Hello, my name is Frank Piano, and my business 121 financial planning and money management class fall 2017 all got A's. How's that? Is that a deal? Okay, so all of you get A's. There you go. Now, here we are with the time requirements. I've already told you, you need about an hour a day. Actually, you're supposed to spend 9 hours per week, 3-unit class, 9 hours per week. We don't have the 3 hours that we would normally meet in a face-to-face class. So for those classes, it's 6 hours outside of class. For you, it's 9 hours. Now, the actual time spent varies from individual to individual. If you just do the minimum, it will not take 9 hours. But if you follow along and then get interested, and that's what I'm hoping you're going to do, because I'll give you some open-ended assignments, and you'll see that people will get, ooh, it'll pique their interest, and they'll go off and do this and that, and that's great. That's what we look forward to. We hope you enjoy that. But if you just do the minimum, you probably won't need 9 hours a week, but you really do need a lot. You need almost that much, because just listening and watching the presentations takes a long time, and reading doesn't take a long time because the book is really not that great. I'm sorry, did I say that again? Accommodations. Yeah. Notice I say don't try to do all the work on one day. That's what some people do. They'll say, I set aside Saturday. Wrong, because the party's coming up and you know. Every day, learning requires repetition. Now, accommodations. You know the drill. If you believe you have any disabilities or specific learning needs, contact me. Contact the DSS department. These people are awesome. They can help you with alternative forms of the materials, and we can help you with more time on the exam or have a proctor for the exam. So please contact us and contact the DSS department. Now, the Academic Success Center referral. Folks, this place is awesome. We used to call it the tutoring center, right? But we don't use that. That's an old term. We don't want to call it tutoring center, but that's what it is. But we call it the Academic Success Center. And if your study skills are minimal, you haven't studied in a long time, or you never really studied and you don't even know where to start, you need to go here, because these people are contagious. The students, the staff there are wonderful. And they will help you learn study skills. And then you'll get caught up in the motivation that's there. And who knows, you'll be one of the tutors helping other students. And if you do need help and you can't contact me, contact me, that's my job. But if you go to the tutoring center and you have problems with some of the financial mathematical problems, with the really just arithmetic, you go to the math tutors and they say, we don't know finance. We just show them the problems and they'll go, oh yeah, this is pretty straightforward. I can help you with this. Okay? So go to the math center, go to the academic success center, go to the reading center, the online writing lab, the online math center, and get motivated. As we said, all the studies say that studying in groups is the best way to learn. Okay, so now, on the right-hand side, you're looking at the student learning outcomes. And what is that? That's there because the administration tells us it has to be there, and that it's there because somebody very far away from the students said it has to be there, and so don't even worry about it. But instructor availability, that's important. How do you get in touch with me? Well, I have office hours on Tuesday, Thursday afternoon at my office, 210F. And then on Tuesday and Thursday evenings, this has been popular with some students, not everyone, but we have the virtual office, which is a system, it's like Skype, and there's the, there it is, it's right there, virtual office. You can click on virtual office. It's also on my home page. It's a link that you click on, and it'll try to download this program that you install on your mobile device or your computer, your Linux machine or PC or Mac, which is what most people have. And you can even use your phone, as I said, your mobile device. And you can talk and see me, and I can see you, and we can see each other's screen. It's a very powerful system, and you really want to take advantage of this because it's Tuesday and Thursday nights, which it seems to be the best time for the online students. Anytime, folks, let's make an appointment. I can meet you anywhere, really, because that's the one thing about teaching online I don't like, is you don't really ever get to meet your students. I mean, you meet them online, but you never see them. You see the picture, but the picture's kind of small. So, yes, do contact me. That's why I'm here. I'm getting paid the big bucks, folks. Yeah. Anyway, so there's the homepage, wonderprofessor.com. Can't forget wonderprofessor.com, right? And then there's the class website. You don't have to remember that because there's a link on the homepage that will take you to Business 121, Financial Planning and Money Management for Fall of 2017. And it's a long story behind this, folks. I don't want to get into it. But I wanted something the students could remember, and I wanted something that was going to be solid because we used to use Blackboard, and it would always crash, and you'd lose all your data, all your material, it'd start over, the grades would disappear, so I just never trusted it, so I got my own website, and I paid all of $14 to register wonderprofessor.com, folks. So can you remember Wonder Bread? Can you remember Wonder Woman? You can remember Wonder Professor. Okay, now, that's the first page of the syllabus, which you can put in the back of your notebook and never look at it again. But the second page is very important because that's the course schedule. See the course schedule? Second page? Yes. Normally, we follow the class schedule fairly closely. If you get behind, contact me. We make it very easy for you to catch up, folks. You can download the presentations to your mobile device, to your computer. You can listen to them while you commute on the bus or exercising, walking the dog chasing after the kids. Yes, we make it easy for you, folks. We want you to succeed. We want you to be awesome. So we are going to do whatever we can, but you've got to put in the time. And if you notice, we follow the book fairly closely. We go through the chapters in order, following from the personal financial planning in action, where we learn goal setting, to the money management skills, where we learn our cash flow statement and our net worth statement, taxes, banking, credit, consumerism, housing, car buying, then insurance, the necessary evil, home, auto, health, disability, life insurance. Then my favorite part of the semester, investing. Bonds, stocks, mutual funds, real estate, and other investment alternatives. And then we end with retirement and estate planning, the final stage of personal planning and the final stage of life. So are you excited? I hope so. Because, dear students, as we said, chapter one, we learn about goal setting. And my goal for this class is to make this the best class you have ever taken. Online, face-to-face, whatever, wherever. I want this class, my goal is to make this class the one of those few classes that you actually remember 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now that helped you in this crazy, joyful, scary, awkward, bizarre adventure that we call life. So, are you excited about a document that you probably never look at again? I hope so. Please remember that all of us at Southwestern are extremely proud you might think, oh, you know, you're just dealing with your professor, but it takes an entire army of people to run Southwestern. And there's a few laggards, you know, as I say, and I think I said this in my introduction to myself, but virtually everyone at Southwestern is incredibly dedicated to the students. So we are here to help you. Ask. Don't feel that you have to do all of it yourself. We want you to succeed, and we want you to be awesome. So welcome again to Business 121, Financial Planning and Money Management for Fall 2017. Get to work, Tigers!